Children, good, you can hear me. Please come forward and sit just here. Just sit down here. Great, hustle. Do you think you could do something for me to begin? Could you close your eyes? Can you close your eyes? Yeah, just close your eyes. Can you keep them shut? Let's see. I'm watching. I'm watching. Keep your eyes closed. Is it hard to keep your eyes closed? No. Some are nodding yes. Hard to wait? Somewhat. Keep your eyes closed. Sometimes you have to hold your hand in front of your eyes. I see some eyes open. Not yours. Okay. All right. Good. Okay. You can open your eyes now. Something has arrived. Anyone see what that is? Something has arrived. What is it? What's that? A big box? It's a wrapped box. A present. That's a big gift, isn't it? Yes, Charles? Is it for you? That's a good question. I bet you've been waiting for birthday gift, or, well, Jesus' birthday, but Christmas gifts, right? I don't know if any of you have one as big as this one under your tree. I don't know if anyone has a tree big enough to fit a gift this big.
That might just be a tree.
Yeah. It's hard, you know, when Christmas gifts are in the living room or wherever they are in your house, and don't look in the closets, but, you know, under the tree, and you have to wait to open the gift and see what's inside, isn't it? Imagine if this gift, this big present, was in your house. And your parents said, we're going to have to wait till next year to open it. Would that be tough? What if your parents, after that year, said, you know what, actually, it's going to be a few more years before we can open that gift. Maybe 10. Could be 20. And then those years had passed. And then they said, you know what, it's going to be, well, we're not sure, but it's going to be a few more years. It might be the end of your life. And then you got to 80, and still you couldn't open the gift, right? So before Jesus' birth, Israel had been waiting and waiting for God's promised gift. They'd been waiting for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years for the big gift of the Messiah. And what is Messiah? What is the Messiah? Yes? The Savior. Okay, anyone else want to add to that? What is the Messiah? Yes, Robert? Okay, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Yes? What's in that box? Yeah. Question on all your minds. So, yes? It's almost the size of your tree. Yes, right. So, Messiah is the promised anointed King of God. And 700 years beforehand, the prophet Isaiah had declared God's promise. This is what he said. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son. And you shall call him Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. Yes. You know, the prophet Micah said this, but you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. And then again, the prophet Isaiah, 700 years before Jesus' birth, said this, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord will do this. Well, that's a big gift, isn't it? And that's a long time to wait. And some of you may have seen this before, but I thought this was such a good demonstration of what it's like to wait for something. And the years pass, and the days pass, and the weeks pass, and the months pass, and the decades pass, don't they? And people's lifetimes pass. Children are born and grow up and become old. And they have their children and their children grow up and grow old. And then they have children and their children grow up and they get old, right? And the years keep passing and God has made these promises to his people and they wonder, when will the time come? When will the time come? And just when they think it's going to come now, I'm sure it's going to come now. And then the years keep going and the babies are born and they grow up and they become old. And then another generation comes and passes and hundreds of years are passing and they're wondering when it will come. And the suspense is excruciating and they're thrilled about what's to come, but it's so hard to wait and see what's going to happen. And they know it's going to be great, but they don't know exactly what it's going to be like. And so they're waiting and they're watching and they wonder, when is this going to happen? When is the big gift going to arrive? And how could it be? Yes, yes, and we're hoping it's going to happen, but are you ready? Are you prepared for it to happen? And they wonder, and they pray, and remember, Simeon was in the temple, and he was praying, remember? And he was waiting. What's going to happen? Will it happen? When will it happen? When will the Messiah be born? And God has promised him, didn't he? God had promised Simeon that he will see the Messiah before he dies. Wow, right? Have to wait. When? Come. And it seems like. And finally, it comes.
That was a long time.
It was a long time, and it was incredible. You said it. Right? Right? Isn't that amazing? Now listen, in the book of Galatians, this is what it said. But when the fullness of time had come, when the fullness of time had come, you can just leave these here, okay? This will be just part of our decorations, okay? When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive what? Adoption as sons. Right? So the purpose of the gift was that we might become children of God. Now, the big question, and Nehemiah, if you face this way, old man, yep, don't worry about those, okay? And if you could keep your attention up here, yep. Peter, yeah, I want to see your wonderful, handsome face right up here. Yes, I'd like to see all your eyes up here, okay? So the big question about a big gift is, who is it for? Right? Who is it for? I confess that if there was a big gift under the tree, I was hoping that that gift was for my brother. No, for me. I was hoping that the big gift was for me. Do you hope that too sometimes? That if there's a big gift, that it might be for you? And I had 11 brothers and sisters. So chances weren't good. But I was still hoping that the big gift might just be for me. And you know, when the Messiah came, there's a big question. Who was the Messiah for? Who is this big gift for? Who is the anointed King of God promised to be for? Who could become adopted as sons and daughters, as children of God? Right? Yes? Yes, Peter? For everyone, good answer. God had promised Abraham, old, long, long ago, that his offspring would be a blessing to all the nations. And then that same prophet Isaiah had said this. He said this: it is not enough for you to be my servant. Right? God is speaking to the Messiah. It is not enough for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the protected ones of Israel. I will also make you a light for the nations, to bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. So, as you said, the big gift was for everyone. The big gift of light, of salvation, of becoming adopted into God's family, it would be for everyone. Well, what do you think is inside? That's another big question about this big gift. What do you think is inside?
A person.
A person? Okay. I hope they could breathe in there if they were a person. They might not last very long in a box. Yes?
Stuffed animals.
A stuffed animals. Okay, yeah.
A box
within a box.
A box in a box.
A box in a box in a box. Yeah?
A very small gift.
Okay. Interesting. Yes? A person? Okay, yeah, it's exciting. I hope they could breathe in there. Yes? Your football cards.
My football cards.
Oh, okay. Some of your Christmas gift requests are becoming woven into the story this morning. Right? Well, shall we see what's inside?
Yeah.
Let's see. It's going to be one big unwrapping job. Let's see. You know, Israel were expecting a conquering king. They were expecting the Lion of Judah, promised in Genesis 48, that would destroy all Israel's enemies, and all the nations would obey him. In the book of Jeremiah, this is what the prophet said: "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king, and deal wisely, and execute justice and righteousness." In Psalm 2, this is what it says of the Messiah. He says he will you shall, God speaking to the Messiah, you shall break them with a rod of iron, that is, those who oppose him, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Isaiah 59 says, he put on righteousness like a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. And he put garments of vengeance and wrapped himself in a cloak of zeal. So based on some of these passages, they were expecting the Messiah to vanquish all evil and destroy all of Israel's enemies and establish his everlasting kingdom right there and then, to do it immediately. But Jesus lived like a shepherd, and he died like a lamb. And that was a big surprise. But you see, the prophets had also promised that kind of Messiah, that kind of king, one who would bring God's mercy and his healing, one who would suffer and be rejected. And so the Messiah speaks in Isaiah chapter 61 and says this, "The Spirit of the Lord God is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners." Isaiah 53:3 says of the Messiah, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. As one of whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not." And Isaiah 53:6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." That means he paid for all the sin that we do. Isaiah 53:7 says this, "He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before his shearers, so he opened not his mouth." The big gift was to be the sacrificial lamb to cover our sin. That was how we could be adopted as sons and daughters. That is how we could be saved. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." You see the shepherd's crook there, don't you? Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep." Right? He became the sacrificed lamb, right, for our sakes. And so the big gift of the Messiah has two parts. Haven't we seen that? The first arrived, and we celebrated at Christmas, and accomplished the work on the cross, his death and resurrection, that we celebrate on Easter. But the second part is the promised return of the King. He will return to judge and to conquer and to establish his kingdom that is an everlasting kingdom. When will he do this? In the fullness of time. And so in the life of King David, we saw, what was King David in the first part of his life? What did he do? Yes? He was a shepherd. He shepherded sheep. And then in the second part of his life, what did he do? Yes? He was a king. And so these things for us. Jesus, the first time he comes, is the shepherd. He lays down his life for the sheep. When he returns, he inaugurates his kingdom. I'm not going to take questions just now, but in a moment, you'll have something to respond to. I said that the big gift is for everyone, right? And you said it too. That was a good answer, Peter. But we must receive the big gift, each of us, personally, by faith. So, Would you like a lollipop?
Yes.
Well, you can each come. Yeah, and then find your seats again. You can each come.
Me.
Yes, you. You're going to have to take something else out of your mouth to fit this in. Yeah, there you go. Big ones help the little ones. Yeah, big ones help the little ones. Can you got one? Good. Okay. we can negotiate that afterwards. Oh no, I was saying sit. Well, it's okay. If you're gone to your seat, you may go. That's all right. Go ahead. Sit with your parents and enjoy those. Don't make your parents jealous. Too late. You know, there's enough space on the label of God's big gift for everyone's names. But only those who personally accept it will accept the gift of forgiveness that God brought in the Messiah. It's as if we must personally, each one of us, ask that we might receive. We must personally ask for our name to be put on that label so that our names may be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if we reject God's gracious gift of the Messiah who was crucified for our sins, the Lamb of God, by rejecting Jesus the Shepherd King, we accept the responsibility of facing the conquering king without him. And the conquering king, his great power to save is matched by his great power to judge the whole earth and to conquer all those who oppose him. And so, Jesus said, "Be prepared. I'm coming soon." He said, "Be ready." And we think, well, many in Israel weren't ready for the Messiah. They were expecting a different kind of Messiah. They only read part of the description of who the Messiah would be. And so they rejected the one who came. How can we be prepared to receive him? Well, we should search the scriptures. We should read about Jesus, who he is, both as the shepherd king and as the conquering king, the one who has come and the one who will return to judge the earth and conquer and inaugurate a kingdom that is everlasting and of peace. We can follow the shepherd king now. How do we follow him? Well, we follow behind him. We do what he does. We obey his teaching. We love as he loved. We speak the truth as he spoke the truth. And we proclaim joy. Joy that is for all people, because this big gift is for all people. And so we proclaim the joy, the glad tidings of Jesus' birth to the whole world. And, you know, it's hard to wait, isn't it? As that balloon blows up, and when? When will it be? And we wait, but we can be prepared as we wait. Jesus said this in the final book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, right near the end. "He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming soon.'" And we say, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." I'm going to go back to your seat, brother. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending the Shepherd King, who would lay down his life for us. Thank you for this great gift of inestimable worth, beyond our fathoming. Lord, help us to prepare, to be ready for the soon return of Jesus. Let's not put that off. Help us to receive your King and live in light of his coming and of his return. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.